Hello?
Hello there. Is it possible if I'm speaking with Mr. James Sexton?
Yeah, speaking.
Hiya, sir. It's Billy calling today from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim. We spoke on Tuesday and we organised a call back for Friday.
Yeah.
Did you manage to dig out the places where you was placed?
Yeah, it was a place called Randbank.
Okay, that's not an issue. So what I'm going to do with you, sir, is I'm just going to make sure we've got your details on file correctly, and what I'll do is I'll go ahead with the procedure from that point. Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
No problem. So first things first, I just want to confirm. The call will take about 5-10 minutes, darling. We've got your name on file as Mr. James Sexton. Is that correct,
uh-huh.
Sorry?
Yeah.
And can I ask you, is there any other names that you may have been known by while she was within the care system?
No.
No problems. Sorry. And is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Yeah, this is a phone number, yeah.
Perfect. And we do have an email address on file for you. We've got that as sandrasexton211@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the wife's number. Mine's is James Sexton. Yeah?
You want me to just keep your wife's on the system for you?
Yeah, you've got my email, yeah.
No, it's me.
On the application, sandrasexton211@gmail.com. Do you want to keep that Sandra's email for you?
Yeah, I'll just keep that one, yes.
No problem. Can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, sir?
It's the 4th of the 1st, 1951.
51, no problem. And could I also please ask you, with your age at this moment as well, sorry, we can fast-track your claim. Because you are over the age of 68, that means we can put your case over for a fast-track for you, which means instead of you waiting the 12-month time frame, it'll be anything from 3 to 6 months, okay? Let's get that
yeah.
up here for you. Can I ask you for your current home postcode there, please? Sorry, sir.
That's G214EA.
L4 Echo Alpha. And what's the door number?
Number 1.
Now, before I go any further, I just want to give you reassurance that we don't expect you to have evidence or anything along those lines. As soon as we have a brief statement, we will locate your files. And as soon as we prove that you was within these places, the value of your claim will be based on, of course, what you've had to deal with. Now, each case is different. We can't give you a value of the claim at the moment because that would be wrong for me to do that, but we can tell you you are looking at an average of 48,000 per client. That's something you can look forward to at the moment, but of course each case will most likely value a little bit more than that. We just can't give you any false information. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's fine, yeah.
Now, whilst the claim is ongoing, what we do require from you is a beneficiary. So for any reason the worst was to happen to you over the next few months of your claim ongoing, the payment would go to the next person that you'd be happy for them to receive the payment. Now, do you want me to use your wife, Sandra, as your beneficiary?
Yeah, my wife, yeah.
No problem. And can I ask you, do you know her mobile number at all, darling?
Yeah, I could use her mobile. No, she doesn't know it. It's in my phone, but if I go into it, I'll probably lose it.
Don't worry. What I'll do for you anyway is I'll bother your message from WhatsApp just so you have
that's
got
okay.
It.
That's okay. I've got it right. It's 079-22 195-112.
Yep.
Got it.
Perfect. And how old was you when you were placed into the care system, darling?
I think we were around about, me and my younger brother, we were around about 6 or 7.
6 or 7 years old, no problem. And what was your brother's name?
Yeah, Kevin Sexton.
And can I please ask you what your mum was called, if you remember mum's name, darling?
What?
What was your mum called, if you remember mum's name?
I can't understand you.
Do you remember what your mother was called, the name of your mum?
Yeah, Sadie. Yeah. Sorry?
Sadie.
Sadie.
Was it Sadie Sexton?
Sadie Sexton, yes.
And what was your dad called?
James.
James Saxon, no problem whatsoever. Do you know why you was placed into the care system, or is that not something you are aware of, darling?
I don't think at that time that there was three of us, and I just think they couldn't handle us for some reason. My older brother was sent to a care home in St John's.
What's your older brother called?
John.
I've heard of the place St John's. I've had a lot of people file complaints against there. Could I also ask you, what area did you grow up in before you were placed into the care system?
Coatbridge. That was under Lanarkshire, Coatbridge in Lanarkshire.
And I'm assuming... Lanarkshire. So I'm assuming it would have been Lanarkshire Social Services that popped you under the care system.
Yeah, possibly could be, yeah.
Don't worry, that's fine. Like I said, this is just brief information, so we have a rough estimate of where to start looking for your files. That's not an issue whatsoever. Could I please ask you, so you said you were placed into care at 7 years old, and what was the name of the first care home where you were placed?
I think it was called Land Bank.
Land Bank?
Land Bank, yes. I'm not too sure where the location was.
And what do you know what area you was in at all, at least?
No, my younger brother was speaking to me, thinks it's somewhere in Stirling. I'm not too sure. I would try and find
and
out.
Was it Land spelled L-A-N-B? Was it L-A-N-B-A-N-K?
Yeah. Land Bank, aye, as in Bank. River Bank, yeah.
River Bank. Let me just have a look here.
No, L-A-N-D Bank. Land Bank.
Oh, a land bank, no problem, thank you.
L-A-N-D,
aye. That's fine. And how long were you here for, roughly?
Roughly, we think, we're not too sure, but we think about 4 weeks.
For around 4 weeks. And then after that, did you go back home, darling, or did they place you back into another care home?
I can't remember. I think they went back home.
So can I just ask you, was your memories from being in care just for the one place, is that Land Bank?
Sorry?
Your memories of in care, was it just for the one place, Land Bank?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
No problem, darling. And can I please ask you, while she was here, can I ask you, did the staff make you feel comfortable at all, or was the staff nasty to you in any way, shape or form?
No, we were slapped and made to put my heads into cold water.
Heading to cold water, I'm sorry about that. Did they ever keep you locked away in your room or stopped you seeing anybody on your weekend visits or anything? Don't worry. Can I ask you, here when you was in this area, was food always an option, or was it the case if you didn't like it, you wouldn't eat that night?
Don't recall. I don't think we got any food.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Was it the staff that would be vicious towards you? Would they be? Would they punishments and things? Would they restrain you?
Yeah. Well, me and my young brother actually ran away. We go over the wall, we ran away, we would get caught, and then we were sort of slapped by the back of the head, things like that, made to strip off. Remember bits of it, small bits.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can I ask you, did they ever set any of the older children on you at all?
No, I can't remember. No. Pretty,
don't worry.
Pretty
can I also And can I ask you here, was you kind of left alone and secluded? Did they explain anything to you, or did they give you any support or anything?
No, nothing like that, no.
Bless you. Can I also ask you, while she was here, sorry, I do need to ask the question, did you ever witness or was you ever sexually abused in any way, shape or form?
Can't recall, don't think so.
No problem. And can I ask you, did the staff ever watch you while she was in the shower or assist you while she was in the shower areas?
Yeah, used to. We'd run away, call it, and we'd paint the strip off and stand in the corner. And if she was crying, we'd put your head in cold water and hold you down.
So sorry to hear this. And you dealt with this for around 4 weeks?
Yeah.
And then went back home. And can I please ask you, how did this make you feel? Have you been struggling with things? Obviously, even now talking to you, we understand it's a struggle to obviously think back to their memories. Is it the case where you don't like to recall where you was placed?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't like to talk about it.
Now, I'm going to go and get your case submitted off for you right away. I can reassure you, you have given me enough information to go ahead and get this case submitted, most definitely. What I'm going to do for you, darling, just give me a second, is I'm going to send over a link to your mobile phone now. Now, the link that comes through is to give us access to your files so we can locate your files and prove that you was within these places. And once we do that, we can then make you an offer based on what you have just explained to me. Now, I'll reassure you, we know justice. No money is obviously going to give you justice. But what I can reassure you on is the only justice we can get you is the money side of things. So we will reassure you to get you the maximum amount because you should not have been dealing with this. And most importantly, you shouldn't have been separated from your siblings. If you were sent in the care systems, you should have all been kept together for that support network. And unfortunately, you have basically been neglected there. I do apologise that you have had to deal with this. Now, what I'm going to do is this link should be coming through to your mobile number right about now. Just give me a second, darling. If you could just check for me your text messages or your emails, you should have just had a link come through to your normal text message.
I'll check it just now.
Yes, please. You should have had that come through as a text and an email.
Yeah, but if I go and check that, I'll lose you, but I'm not very good. I'll check it once you go off.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
so what I'll do is I've got to explain to you what to do and then I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes once that's come through, darling, okay?
Right, yeah.
So you would have had a text message come through to your phone and on that text message there will be a link on there. Do you want to pop me on speaker so your wife can hear as well so that way she can help you with it? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. How do you put the speaker up, George? Okay, that's on, yeah.
Perfect. So there's a link that's been sent through. It's come through to Sandra's email and it's come through to James's mobile number as well. It'll possibly be easier for you to do on your mobile number. Now, the link that's come through, it will say proceed to document. Now, once you click on that link and you click proceed to document, you will then be brought to a box that says signature. Now, you click on the signature box, it will bring up three signatures for you and you press one of them. Once you press that, there's a little tick box underneath that says I acknowledge and you press OK and that should come straight back through to me. So what I can do is I can see where you are up to on the system. I'm going to pop the phone down now if you can do that link for me. And what I will do is I will call you straight back in 5 minutes, darling, OK?
OK, then.
Perfect, no problem.
Right.
I will call you back in 5 minutes,
James. Send me a link.
I've just resent it to you as well. It's gone through to Sandra's email and to your mobile number. So it's in Sandra's email.
Sorry, I can't fly today, so it's 411.
Oh.
there's a guy that's in the car park one. It is in the 99694. And the way it's spelled one is the code.
Do you know the name of the client? Linda Salmond.
Linda. There is another one here. Calling him on. Don't stop the rain. But he's in the first one. Call.
Is it Alexis Arthur? Oh, no, no. Right, you go Tyrell, that's nice. Three tenders and chips for a tenner. Oh, yeah, that's not bad. I can't help myself. I love you and no one else. This guy's just a fucking spaz, man.